Saturday afternoon, the Blue Angels will be in the sky performing a flyover, marking the official end of the 2013 season. Lieutenant Katie Kelly is the public affairs officer for the Blue Angels.
So, unfortunately, we won't be able to have our end of season air show that we typically have each year, but the team is still going to be having a kind of a salute to the 2013 season and welcoming in the 2014 season. And this Saturday, the team will be performing a flyover of NAS Pensacola, and they'll be coming in for their pitch-up break to land, and that signifies the end of the 2013 season and the beginning of the 2014 season.
Lieutenant Kelly says that the public is welcome to watch the maneuver, but there will be no seating provided.
The bleachers at the Naval Aviation Museum will not be open, but if people are interested in viewing, they can watch from the parking lot of the Naval Aviation Museum.
Of course, the Blue Angels were grounded for most of the 2013 season due to the federal sequester budget cuts. Last month, the team was informed they'll be back in the sky for a full season in 2014. Lieutenant Kelly said the Blues used this year's downtime to connect with people in the Pensacola region.
That's the mission, is to go out and to meet the public and get to tell the story of the Navy and the Marine Corps and what the military does on a day-to-day basis. Not everyone is so lucky to kind of live in Pensacola and have such a big military community. So that's the role of Blue Angels, and we go out to other areas of the country and do that, but we don't always get that opportunity here. And so I think the team really took advantage of that this summer while we were here and really worked hard with a lot of volunteer opportunities and schools and camps and really got to go out to let the people of the Pensacola and Escambia Bay County know how much we really appreciate all the support for not just the Blue Angels, but for the military in general.
With the close of this season, the Blue Angels will start gearing up for the 2014 campaign.
I know our operations officer is working very hard to put together the training plan to get the team ready to go for that first air show in March in El Centro, California.
And they do a lot of their training in El Centro, right?
We do, yes. Typically, the team is in El Centro for about 10 weeks, and they have to perform 120 training flights to get ready to be approved and signed off that they have a safe demonstration for the air show season. And this year, we've got all 1 through 6 demonstration pilots returning. It was really exciting. It definitely is going to help with the continuity and the safety for the 2014 season. So they're excited that they'll be able to all, they were all able to kind of be held so that they can perform next year.
But before that training starts, Lieutenant Katie Kelly says you'll have one last chance to catch the Blue Angels in the sky for a few minutes this Saturday.
Flight should take off at 2 p.m. So if you're here a few minutes early, that should be great. And it will be short. They're just going to be doing a flyover of the field and coming into land. But if people are out there, we'd love to come out and kind of see the Blues for the last time for 2013 and gear up for the 2014 season.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.